माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवार धारी जन वल्लभ गिरिवार धारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवार धारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवार धारी यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा हरे राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, De Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Radha, Rasa Bihari Radha, Rasa Bihari Radhe, Jaya Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman, Ram Lakshman Hanuman, Jaya Goranita गौरानिता जय गौरानिता प्रभुपाद 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 जय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल गौर हरि बोल
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्री श्रीमती डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन विविटी फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमती डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्रीमद्भागवतम महापुराण की ऑल ग्लोरी संबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी संबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी संबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी ऑल ग्लोरी ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांगा नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5th, Chapter, The Description of Jambudvip, Text 9. So it is in prose, so I'll recite once and then we'll see the word to word. एवं दक्षिणे नीलावृतं निषधो हेमकूटो हिमालय इति प्रागायता यथा नीलादयो युतयोजनोत्सेधा हरिवर्ष किं पुरुषभारतानां यथा सांख्यं संख्यं विल रीड द वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग एवं दस दक्षिणेन By the degree to the southern side, Ilavritam of Ilavrita Varsha, Nishadaha, Hemakutaha, Hemalayaha, three mountains named Nishadha, Hemakuta and Himalaya, iti thus. Prak Ayataha extended to the east. Yatha just as Nila Adayaha the mountains headed by Nila Ayutayojana Udsedaha 10,000 yojanas high. Harivarsha The division named Harivarsha. Kimpurusha. The division named Kimpurusha. Bharatanam. The division named Bharatavarsha. Yatha Sankhyam. According to number. The translation. Vashala Prabhupada. Similarly, south of Ilavrita Varsha and extending from east to west are three great mountains named from north to south, Nishadha, Hemakuta and Himalaya. Each of them is 10,000 yojanas, 80,000 miles high. They mark the boundaries of the three Varshas named Hari Varsha, Kimpurusha Varsha and Bharata Varsha, India. So, this is not having any purport, so we'll go to the next, which is having a purport. The text is, Tathai Velavrita Parena Purvena Cha Malya Gandhamadanama Nila Nishadhayato Dvi Sahastram Paprapatu Ketu Malabhadrashvayoho Simanam Vidadhate. The translation: in the same way, west and east of Ilavrita Varsha are two great mountains named Malyavan and Gandhamadhana, respectively. These two mountains, which are 2,000 yojanas, 16,000 miles high, extend as far as Nila Mountain in the north and Nishadha in the south. They indicate the borders of Ilavrita Varsha and also the Varshas known as Ketumal and Bhadrashva. Purport: there are so many mountains even on this planet Earth. We do not think that the measurements of all of them have actually been calculated. While passing over the mountainous regions from Mexico to Caracas, we actually saw so many mountains that we doubt whether their height, length and breadth have been properly measured. Therefore, as indicated in Srimad Bhagavatam by Shukadeva Goswami, we should not try to comprehend the greater mountains areas of the universe merely by our calculation. Shukadeva Goswami has already stated that such calculations would be very difficult even if one had a duration of life like that of Brahma. We should simply be satisfied with the statements of authorities like Shukadeva Goswami and appreciate how the entire cosmic manifestation has been made possible by the external energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The measurements given herein, such as 10,000 yojanas, 1 lakh yojanas, should be considered correct because they have been given by Shukadeva Goswami. Our experimental knowledge can neither verify nor disprove the statements of Srimad Bhagavatam. We should simply hear these statements from the authorities. If we can appreciate the extensive energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that will benefit us.
Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamasyam Dadatisva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Goratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Namosute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ್ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸದಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಐ ಸ್ಟಾರ್ಟ್ ಐ ಲೈಕ್ ಟು ಟೇಕ್ ದ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಸೊ ದಟ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಡಿಸ್ಕಸ್ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಡಿಫಿಕಲ್ಟ್ ಸಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಮ್ಯಾಟರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್, ಬಟ್ ಬೈ ದ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ಸಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಆಚಾರ್ಯಸ್ ಕಮೆಂಟ್ರೀಸ್ ಪರ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್. So I seek your blessings. So this purport of Prabhupada clarifies specifically this one thing about the calculations, because before few shlokas and after few shlokas lot of calculations are there. This mountain is 1,000 yojanas, another mountain is 1 lakh yojanas high, and this Kimpurusha Varsha is this much high, this much length. So it's like all the calculations of land, great mountains, different oceans. So lot of calculations are there. That's why Prabhupada is very just to guide all of us, he is telling we should not be so much bothered about these calculations. We should just accept as a Vedic authority given by the Shukadeva Goswami. So that is the first point Prabhupada is making here, because he is telling that even when in this world whatever we have, different mountains and different lands, Prabhupada is telling that even in Mexico and where he is traveling, when he must be writing these purports, he is telling that it's very difficult to calculate exactly the length, breadth and height of such huge bodies like mountains and things like that. That's why he says, first thing is we accept the authority of the Vedic literatures, which is very important for a sadhaka or for anyone who understands and trying to understand Srimad Bhagavatam. And second thing he talks about, these kind of discussions are there in Srimad Bhagavatam because they arouse appreciation for Lord's energy, specifically external energy by which Lord creates and maintains this all universe. So we'll try to discuss on these two aspects of this purport. When Prabhupada is talking about just accepting the authority of Vedic literature, we'll see now this point in the purport, what Jai Shri Radha Ras Bihari Ji Ki, Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Ki, Shri Gaur Nitay Ki, Shila Prabhupada ki chai. So when Prabhupada is telling that we should just accept the authority of Vedic literature and the acharyas, we can find many instances in history also, in current history or previous history, that this accepting the authority of the Vedic literature, that has remained always a very challenging for those who are a little doubtful, and it has become a kind of a standard. People are, any spiritual activity or any spiritual person is looked by this vision that, okay, here is a person who believes in Vedic authority. So here we'll try to see one, it's like case study which happened at the time of Prabhupada only. That when someone starts doubting about the authenticity of Vedic literature based on his little understanding, rather misunderstanding about science. So, and when he starts doubting about the Vedas or the Vedic understanding, which is the supreme authority, because it is coming from the supreme authority Krishna, then the whole spiritual life becomes very unshaky. So that kind of shaky, you know, spiritual life, what things happen, we'll try to see in this one very instructive, you know, pastime which, you know, takes place. This is in 1969, mid-November, when Prabhupada also was writing, you know, Srimad Bhagavatam commentaries. That time he was in America, someplace. And because that was the time when this whole Apollo mission was going on, and the landing on moon. And that was considered like great breakthrough in the science. And it was considered as the greatest step of humankind by the advancement in the material science. He has even conquered the moon. And practically everyone on the earth was so excited with this idea of stepping on moon. Only one person was, you know, undeterred, and that was Prabhupada. He had no doubts. No. So when Prabhupada was there, many times many reporters used to come and ask Prabhupada, "So Prabhupada, what is your idea?" So Prabhupada was very stern, at the same time very firm in his, you know, whenever he used to give answers for such questions. He used to say, "It's not possible. Person cannot go to such higher planets without having a proper arrangement." He said, "Now for us to go from one place to another, we may use some cars, some vehicles." But he said, "You can't take the same vehicle to go to the other planets." And he said, "Even if you try to go, you will not be allowed entry inside." And then Prabhupada gave a very simple logical understanding. He said, "I am an Indian. If I have to come to America, there is an immigration department. They check my passport. I require a visa to come inside the US. If I don't have that visa, they will not allow me." So this is a case with just small country in the same planet Earth, and you think that moon, you know, Chandra Vasis, they will allow anyone and everyone to come like that? So that's not possible. The Vedic understanding is, according to our karma, having a proper karma, you know, stock, then such a person, after his death, he can go to different planets, taking particular body. With that body only he can be there. So Prabhupada was very, you know, firm, telling that it's all, you know, not possible. It's a hoax. And that's why, because reporters knew that it's little, because they also want some masala, they knew that Prabhupada is little explosive in this regard. So they'll surely come to Prabhupada and ask these questions. So many reporters were coming and asking about these things. And there was this one of the disciples of Prabhupada, Purushottam Prabhu. So he was very much fascinated by the whole advancement of science, and because he was American, and he was taking great pride in NASA, which was American Institute, which was, you know, it's like it's like barging in the space. So it was a great pride for him. So for him it was a little difficult to take this statement of Prabhupada and the Vedas that no one can go on moon with the same body. So everyone knew, Prabhupada also knew, that, you know, it's like here is a person, this little difficulty in understanding, having these doubts. So Prabhupada also, whenever there are some occasions, Prabhupada used to crack some jokes. Like some Prabhupada is sitting, everyone is sitting, and then someone comes and he says, where is Janaki Mataji? So then Prabhupada will, you know, smile and he says, maybe she has gone to moon. You know, then everyone will laugh. Only one person will not laugh. That is, you know, this Prabhuji. Because he knew that it was like, you know, for him. So that, you know, it's like, always that talk was going on. It was talk was going outside, inside. But devotees had no problem in accepting Prabhupada, because they knew that when Prabhupada is telling that, he is not telling from his own mind. Prabhupada is not telling from his own understanding. Because he was representing Vedic authority, devotees had no problem. They said, okay, I may not have that capacity to understand, but if it is given in the Vedas, then let that be, you know, so. And they were doing their, you know, normal activities. But here we see that whenever we have a doubt, or whenever we have any such kind of confusion in Krishna consciousness, if it is not properly solved, resolved, then what happens? This whole, you know, topic comes in our Lilamrut by Satsarup Das Goswami Maharaj. He writes there that devotees could see that his enthusiasm in Krishna consciousness started dwindling slowly, slowly. And he started, it's like he was, although he was inside, but, you know, not like inside man. His enthusiasm in chanting, enthusiasm in, you know, attending the classes, it was, you know, dwindling down. Because he couldn't adjust his mental and intellectual, you know, status with the understanding of Prabhupada and Vedic scriptures. And slowly, slowly then he started, you know, enthusiasm went down. And even the basic, you know, normal behavior of a devotee, like he'll be always in very dirty clothes, always wearing the same, you know, sweater he had. He'll sleep on that and keep wearing for 20 days. So when Prabhupada saw that, one day, because he and Yamuna Mataji both were cooking for Prabhupada and serving Prabhupada, so they were like servants only. So one day when both of them, they came in the room, Prabhupada could see very clearly, you know, that Yamuna Mataji was very nicely, neatly dressed, you know, properly washed, ironed, you know, sari. And here was, you know, Purushottam Prabhu having a beard, little bit grown, dirty clothes. So Prabhupada turned towards Yamuna Mataji. He said, you are, you know, wearing such a fresh clothes every day, new clothes, very nice, it's very neat and clean. So Yamuna Mataji said, no Prabhupada, I have only one, you know, sorry. Prabhupada said, but it's very nice, you are wearing every day new. Because Prabhupada wanted to stress on that, you know, although you have one, but it is new every day, because it is washed and, you know, properly used. And then he asked, you know, Purushottam, so what do you think? You know? So he did not say anything. And then Prabhupada was glorifying Mataji that, you know, see, she is having such a nice tilak. And then Prabhupada said, nice tilak means beautiful person also. Prabhupada was glorifying Mataji. And then, you know, the regular duties were going on. They were cooking for Prabhupada, serving Prabhupada. But the thing was, because his heart was not there, you know, because the doubt has already taken over, he couldn't put his whole heart in serving Prabhupada now. So that is another thing happens when we have doubts in Krishna consciousness. When we have doubt about Krishna consciousness, about the process, about the authenticity of Krishna consciousness, then we cannot perform Krishna consciousness freely. There is always little, you know, like one devotee was telling, he was going for some outside program, house program, and it was night, around 9 o'clock or so, and it was already late. You know, when they started from the temple only, they were late, and it was just some 15-20 minutes remaining, and the drive was already some half an hour, 45 minutes. So he told driver, fast, you know, we have to go, and otherwise people are waiting there. So driver, you know, sat on the, you know, wheel, and then he was driving, and then he was driving with, you know, 30, 40 speed. So this devotee was getting, you know, excited and a little angry. He said, "What is the problem? Go fast. We are supposed to reach there." He said, "Yes, yes, Guruji." You know, and then he was driving. But he was not driving fast only. He said, "What is your problem?" He said, "Prabhu, last, you know, there was two roads were there. And I took this road, but I am not so sure whether this road goes to there. So I am little doubtful. I am just seeing someone is there nearby, you know, on the road, whom we can ask whether we are going in right direction." So he said, "Why did not tell me then before? I would have taken someone else." But then they were going slowly. Then they saw one man standing on the street. Then they went and asked. So this is the right way. He said, "Hey, no, no. It went back only. You have to go back 4 kilometers. There, that two way will come. You have to choose the left one." Then driver was now 100% sure. Then he picked up accelerator like, you know, like aeroplane only. He went back and, you know, rushed. Now it was very easy, because he was very clear. No confusion that, you know, this road is going or not. So when we are confused, you know, when we have a doubt, whether by chanting Hare Krishna all my problems will be solved. If there is a doubt, then we will be chanting also and thinking, you know, am I going on right direction? Am I doing right thing? Am I wasting my time? You know, other people are doing so many other things, and I am doing this Hare Krishna. Although Prabhupada said, but, you know. So if that kind of doubts are there, then such person's advancement is very slow. Even if opportunity is there, he don't want to go too far, so that, you know, like, he feels that, you know, let go slowly, slowly. You know, he's not ready to take, you know, leaps and bounds in Krishna consciousness. So that's why any practicing devotee who wants to advance as swiftly as possible, you know, fast track, then he has to be fully convinced about the at least principal facts of Krishna consciousness. Because there are doubts always going to be there. Because we cannot understand Krishna and this material world fully. Even a pure devotee cannot understand Krishna fully. Because Krishna is always, you know, increasing. You know. Krishna is unlimited. How can a living entity understand, who is limited, understand unlimited? But what we have to understand is, what is our relationship with Krishna and how can I serve Krishna? If you know that, we are 100% full in our understanding. So pure devotee understand this one principle, that how we are part and parcel of Krishna and what we are supposed to do to serve Krishna. So in that relationship, what he is supposed to do, that he is knowing completely. So understanding of a devotee is complete, but that completeness is not of, you know, Krishna's completeness. He is incomplete in itself. It's like the glass also may be full with water, and the tanki on top, the tank, that also is full. So both are full, but there is difference between the quantity. The quantity is different up, here is different, but both are full. So the understanding of a devotee also is like that. So, not that he will know everything of this world. Once, when Prabhupada was, you know, gave a class, after the class one person raised his hands. And he says, so what is your question? And he said, you know, Prabhupada, you know everything, right? So tell me, how many windows are there in White House? You know, Parliament of, you know, America. Prabhupada looked at him. He said, we want to know, go and count. Why are you asking me? You want to go and count. So, it's not that, you know, you can come and challenge, you know, a devotee. I don't know, you don't know how many windows are there in Parliament. That is not a thing to be known for a devotee. Devotee knows, Prabhupada said to him, you come to me and ask me about Krishna consciousness. How to understand Krishna, how to go to Krishna. That I can tell you. Without any, you know, problem. Without any confusion. So that is a devotee. So our understanding has to come to that level that our Krishna consciousness should not be hindered. Our Krishna consciousness should not be blocked. That much understanding we should have. We may not have understanding of, like now, this whole description is there, how different mountains and different oceans and different, like 2 days back we were reading, you know, ocean of, you know, salty water, ocean of Jamun, river of Jamun, and oceans of, like, different oil and ghee and, you know, so many things. So it's very inconceivable, you know. It's like here you want to take 1 kg of ghee, it requires 800 rupees. An ocean of ghee, you know, it's like little difficult to understand and conceive. But then doubts will be there surely, and some things will be beyond our understanding also. So there are 2 types of, you know, doubts. One is the doubt which comes because, which arise in the mind or the intellect. And some doubts are doubt arising in the heart. So some are principal doubts and some are doubts about the details. So details means what? When Bhagavatam says that, you know, distance between sun and moon is this much. So we have doubt, you know, how you know, they must have calculated and, you know, how they came to. And the doubt may be there, and it will happen that till the point we are completely purified and go there, and, you know, then you see personally, that time only doubt will be clear. Second type of doubts are the principal doubts, which are doubts of the heart, like whether chanting Hare Krishna will purify me, whether what Prabhupada is telling that is right, whether Bhagavad Gita is authorized really, was Krishna present, is there any spiritual world. So these types of doubts are detrimental to our spiritual life. So then, that's why Prabhupada always used to stress on this, that how devotees need to read Prabhupada's books. Because our literatures, they say, Siddhanta baliya nakarah alas, iha haite Krishna lage sudhruda manas. That if one is fixed in understanding and reading books, and properly, you know, studying it, then our mind becomes fully fixed in Krishna consciousness. Otherwise it is always, you know, going here and there. So the details may be there, not so serious, you know, doubts in some details, you know. But doubts about principal things in Krishna consciousness, they need to be very seriously taken as assignment to solve and resolve. And for sure, the Krishna conscious philosophy is so lofty, so huge, so deep, that no doubt remains unresolved. All these doubts are already discussed by Prabhupada thoroughly in all his books. And if someone just reads Prabhupada books properly, he will understand with scientific understanding or practical understanding that his principle holds true in the life of a devotee. There is no doubt about that. So, similarly in the case of this devotee, because he was doubting and he did not come to Prabhupada to ask also, "Prabhupada, I have this doubt, can you please resolve?" He was keeping the doubt inside, in his heart. And that was very detrimental. It was like a cancer growing inside, but you don't go to doctor. It was like that. So for a devotee, to solve some of the principal doubts is utmost important. It's like a emergency. He has to put in ICU only, sometimes. Because sometimes people, they doubt so much. And such doubting people only, then they go and form so many different philosophies, different offshoot organizations, because they are not able to fully dedicate to the interest of actual philosophy, and they have so many doubts going here there. But when we identify such doubts, we go and ask our superiors, "Prabhu, although I am chanting Hare Krishna for last 5 years, I am still not convinced that I am soul. I am still this little doubtful whether I am soul or body." People, they keep saying, Bhagavatam keeps saying, but I am still not come to that understanding. And even if such doubts is there, no wrong in having doubts, not a problem. What is wrong when the doubts are not resolved properly with the help of superiors? When the doubt remains, cancer is growing. It's like that. And after some time, that cancer will take over. So, by properly understanding philosophy and application of that, that will take care of all such problems. So that's why it's very important to take help of senior devotees who can resolve this kind of doubts in our life. Next, it happened once when both of them, Purushottam Prabhu and Yamuna Mataji, they were cooking in the evening, and Yamuna Mataji kept some ghee for chok on the oven, and then that time only Prabhupada rang the bell to call the personal servant. So Yamuna Mataji ran on top of Prabhupada. Prabhupada was asking him, "So now today evening class is there?" She said, "Yes, all preparations are done." And then Prabhupada asked, "So cooking will be done in time for all the guests?" And then Yamuna Mataji clicked that she has put one choke material down, ghee and things like that. So immediately she said, "I'm sorry Prabhupada, I have just," and then she took permission of Prabhupada and ran down, and to see only a big mess only there. It was like the whole kitchen was filled with smoke, nothing was visible, and she could understand that things are burning, and the smell was going everywhere. And she started shouting Purushottam Prabhu's name, because she was assisting. She started shouting Purushottam Prabhu's name. And then Purushottam Prabhu ran from somewhere. They both went inside, somehow trying to figure it out, where is stove and where is what. And somehow in time they reached, and otherwise it would have been big fire accident. So they took off the fire and set things right. But when this all thing came, they came out, they were filled with soot, black thing which was all over. So the whole body, the whole dress was covered with black. They both have become black only. So immediately they both ran to Prabhupada telling that this fire thing happened. So when, because Prabhupada also became little curious to know what happened. So they like that only went in Prabhupada's room to tell what happened. So that time another Janaki Mataji was there. She also came running. And she asked, what happened? So the Prabhupada was there. These two devotees, you know, our Purushottam Prabhu and Yamuna Mataji, they were standing and telling Prabhupada. But she was so excited. She said, what happened? Prabhupada looked at, you know, Purushottam. He said, Purushottam today has gone to moon. So then it's like everyone has burst into laughter. Then Purushottam said, Prabhupada, I'm a brahmachari. You should not say like this. Prabhupada said, brahmachari has no bar going to moon. Anyone can go to moon. So then from then the, he went, looked down, and then they went. But that was, you know, happening, you know, many times, you know, like that. And the day came when the people were about to land on the moon. That time Purushottam Prabhu was most enthusiastic and, you know, excited. The devotees went out, they got TV, and this, you know, kept the TV in the living room of Prabhupada, and then they announced that today we are going to see the greatest of the achievements of modern science, stepping on the moon. And then Prabhupada also came there, sat with all his disciples, and they're seeing. So Dhananjaya Prabhu, who was like kind of secretary of Prabhupada, he was massaging Prabhupada's head. So he was standing behind Prabhupada's chair, and then he was massaging Prabhupada's head. So then things were going. They were, the scientists from Florida, they were telling that, so now here we have got latest pictures of, you know, this whole expedition. And then they were showing little hazy, and but some pictures are clear. People coming out of the space ship and, you know, landing and things like that. So then everyone was like, you know, looking at them. It was first time in the history they were. But Prabhupada was so casual. This Dhananjaya Prabhu was doing massage, but when he was looking, he was like almost like stopped only. He couldn't do. So then Prabhupada called him, he said, sit here. And then Prabhupada started massaging his head. He said, you should do like this. I said, yes, Prabhupada. Then he went back. Then they were showing that how astronauts were coming out, and then they were going, and they were kind of floating and jumping. So then again Prabhupada called him. You come here. Then again Prabhupada started massaging. He said, you should do like this. Because he was, you know, so engrossed in seeing the things. Then again Prabhupada, you know, put him back. So when this was going on, they were seeing the great cheer and how the people were. So then Prabhupada asked him, Purushottam, so what do you see? She said, Prabhupada, they're there. He says, what do you see there? Maybe there's like, it looks like some rocks and some sand. Prabhupada said, do you see some trees, some people, some apartments, some rivers? He said, no, it doesn't seem like. And then Prabhupada said, he said, that means they have not gone to moon. He said, no, this is not moon, he said. Because the Vedic literature says that moon is, see, that is a heavenly planet which is having far, far superior enjoyments, far, far superior facilities, far, far superior people than on earth staying there. So you go there and, you know, you're telling that only rocks are there and sand is there. How is it, you know, consistent? By even logic, we can understand that any planet constructed has to have some purpose. No one builds, you know, some big apartments just to keep it empty. Have you seen some big apartments, some 10 crores, 20 crores, apartment made, and you ask the owner, why you have made? To keep it empty, you know. ऐसे ही बनाया. नथिंग इज मेड इन दिस वर्ल्ड फॉर विदाउट एनी पर्पस. सो व्हेन ऑल दिस प्लैनेट्स आर मेड बाय द लॉर्ड, हाउ कैन वी थिंक दैट ओनली अर्थ ह्यूमन बीइंग्स आर देयर एंड नो वेयर अर्थ अदर देन अर्थ देयर इज एनी लिविंग बीइंग्स. That means we don't understand the purpose behind this creation. So the Prabhupada said like that. And then after the whole thing in the evening, when Prabhupada was taking prasadam, Malati Mataji cooked khichdi for Prabhupada, and she brought khichdi to Prabhupada. Prabhupada sitting and honoring khichdi. Then Prabhupada commented. He said, what Malati Mataji had done, preparing this small khichdi, is far, far superior than these people for trying to go to moon. So, he said that endeavor to please Krishna by even cooking khichdi and offering it to Krishna, that is far, far superior than having so-called expeditions to understand and trying to conquer over this material nature. So, Prabhupada is very clearly describing. That's why we have to know whatever activities we do in Krishna consciousness, there are far, far superior in all respects to any mundane material activity. Like in the, whenever we are singing Mangalarti or Guru Puja or Tulasi Arati, so we sing Yani Kani Cha Papani Brahma Hatyadi Kani Cha Tani Tani Pranashanti Pradakshana Pade Pade. Every step you are going ahead in Krishna consciousness, completely burning off all the sins, even as greatest as Brahma Hatyadi Kani Cha. So all such sins are getting destroyed just by taking one step in Pradakshana to Tulasi. So that one step doing Tulasi Pradakshina is far, far superior than so-called landing of one step on feet on moon. Because Prabhupada said, even if they have gone there, what great in that. Here you do eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Now you have to find another place to do the same thing, eating, sleeping, mating, defending. What is that an advancement? So the advancement in Krishna consciousness is the actual advancement, not the just advancement on knowledge of matter and how to exploit matter. So for a devotee, this understanding between the spiritual advancement and material advancement has to be very clear, that when we come to devotional path, we understand that material advancement is nice to the degree it is used in Krishna's service. We are not against material advancement. Let them do their advancement, not a problem. There are so many devotees, even scientists, and they are also doing so many research. No problem. When it is a problem, when the spiritual advancement is considered low than material advancement, then is a problem. Because then the goal is lost. The goal is, you may be materially advanced, but if that material advancement is used in spiritual advancement, very fine, no problem. So for a devotee to advance in Krishna consciousness, this kind of principal doubts need to be clarified thoroughly. And that's why we need to read and appreciate Prabhupada's books. The way, such a convincing way, such a logical way, such an intellectual way Prabhupada gives these books. Rather, Prabhupada is one of the first spiritualists who came forward to attack on such misconception, so-called scientific misconceptions. Prabhupada's favorite was Darwin and so, there was one article in BTG, Darwin's ever-well-wisher. that article that our Prabhupada is so merciful. So, you know, no spiritualist even could dare to say anything against, you know, the world trend. It's like it's considered a great offense to say something against, you know, the well-reputed so-called science. But Prabhupada was so bold in his courage and conviction that he could even defeat, you know, this kind of misconceptions. So we are very fortunate to be under such guidance, which is the oldest, you know, time old tested scriptures which are Vedic authority, and the followers which are impeccable in their character, impeccable in their behavior. So then there is no question of doubt for a devotee to follow this, you know, principles. So I'll stop here if you have any questions. Yes, from.
There is a story of five blind men and one elephant in relation to religion. So everybody touched different part of the elephant and they describe how the elephant looks like. Similarly, can it not happen in our literature that suppose one devotee is only always in the deity kitchen, never attending Bhagavad Gita, not reading Bhagavad Gita, then somebody is reading only Bhagavad Gita, somebody is reading Bhagavad Gita plus Bhagavatam, like that Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lilamrita, like that. So all these people will have different conception about our movement and Krishna consciousness. So how to...
No, this conception what you are talking, that is only wrong. Why? Because Krishna consciousness is not like a material science. Krishna consciousness is, you take one principle of following Guru and Krishna in any way. Krishna will reveal that knowledge unto that devotee's heart. It's not that you gain that knowledge. It's not that I serve deities and then I get knowledge. No. When I serve deities, deities are pleased, they give me knowledge. If I read Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavad Gita is pleased, Krishna is pleased, then he gives me knowledge. So, the person who is going to give knowledge is one only. It's not that we get knowledge according to our understanding. Mattah smritir jnanam apohanam cha. So, Paramatma is giving that knowledge, and that Paramatma is same in everywhere, in everyone's heart. So, the story of the six blind men, that applies to the material science. Trying to understand this universe, trying to understand God, to their different perspectives. But here, with devotees, we are trying our best to follow our Guru Parampara, you know, Krishna's words in Srimad Bhagavatam. And then, it is duty of Krishna, it's work of Krishna to get that, you know, knowledge to that devotee. So then that knowledge is always same. There is no difference.
Thank you.
Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Babaji.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much. Very wonderfully you have enlightened how Prabhupada, you know, his books are important in our movement. So my question is, currently I am reading third canto, and that Prabhupada write that one has to read Acharya's commentary also. So what exactly, on the other hand, Prabhupada said, you know, I have given sufficiently to go you back home, back to Godhead. So is it that we have to start, like one of my friend, he read first canto, then he started reading Govind Bhashya. So he said, everything is in this, Prabhupada has written, so let me start this. So what, he also inspired me to read some other books. But time stick, because as a book distributor, we have to see how our things is working. And so what exactly we have to give him advice?
I'll tell the principles, and it can be applied in different scenario, different person. The principle is, Prabhupada's books are like mother's milk for us at now, at this stage. When kid is small, yes, he can eat pizza also, he can, you can feed him anything. And there is no argument that, pizza is less than milk or something. You can give him dry fruits. So, no problem. But then, everything has its own, it's like, the capacity of digestion of that person has to be seen. So, we will find both type of, reciprocation with Prabhupada. Sometimes Prabhupada has told not to read so many books. And at some other times, he has told some of the devotees that you please read these books, so that it will be benefited for others afterwards. So both, things we find in Prabhupada's case. So to different people, Prabhupada may tell that differently. So it has to be seen in our own life, what my condition is. But before understanding Prabhupada's purports, before understanding Prabhupada's mood, before understanding Prabhupada's, because that is very important for us, being a Prabhupada's follower. So if you don't understand the mood of Prabhupada, and then go on doing shopping, then we'll be lost. So first, we'll be fixed in Prabhupada's books. And then there is no, Prabhupada has never said that you don't go and read this the books. That is also there. That surely expands our understanding of Krishna consciousness.
So you mean to say we have to first finish all the Prabhupada books, and then we have to go for some others, whatever.
That is always safe. Always safe.
Thank you very
much. And if you have some problem, you can ask seniors. That is there. Those who are.
Thank you. Okay. Hare Krishna.
This is last question.
Hare Krishna, Guruji.
Hare Krishna.
So, in Bhagavatam, in this canto, we see so many calculations, so many things. So, Prabhupada says in his purport that we have to accept this, all these calculations, all these things from higher authorities, because Sukadeva Goswami has said. But now, my confusion is that, so, these are all, the scientists, all these foreigners, they say these are mythology. So what do we say about these things? These are all mythological, sir. Now also modern science, like you have mentioned that Darwin theories, all this moon planet observation. What do we say about these things? These are all mythologies or something?
See, mythology word only came and given by the Indologists, those who are the Britishers who came here trying to misrepresent and misinterpret Vedas. So this mythology word itself is wrong. These Ramayana and Mahabharata, they are not mythologies, they are histories. Histories and mythology. Mythology means some novel stories, fiction stories. So Rama and Mahabharata are not like that. And we can see that even scientifically, now people are coming to know. Like a few days back, we were seeing this video on Dwarka, finding of Dwarka. So even the scientists, they are finding Dwarka city underwater near Gujarat coast. And they are finding the descriptions of Mahabharata and the description of that Dwarka city resembling. So, even on it's like material plane also we can know that these are not just mythology. They are histories. And when you practice them, then we understand. If something false we are practicing, how can you be happy? It's not possible. But something which is substantial, something which is sublime, then life of so many has getting transformed all over the world. So by seeing other devotees transformation, we can have some faith. That's it, it's works. And to end with, we saw this pastime. There is no personal thing. All these devotees, Purushottam Prabhu, Yamuna Mataji and Malti Mataji, Janaki Mataji, they were all the very close associate of Prabhupada, very fortunate. you know, in their because they could see Prabhupada, serve Prabhupada so personally. So although we took this, you know, one case study to take lessons, but there is no motive of demeaning or saying any bad to these personalities who may have gone astray from Prabhupada's philosophy. Because what they have done for Prabhupada is, we cannot do even in hundreds of lifetimes together. So there is no question of, you know, it's like joking or things like that. They are all great souls, no doubt, because they were serving Prabhupada. And just by serving Prabhupada, they will achieve all perfection. So we'll stop here. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.